I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station and to be able to preach His Word today. It's nothing like that. I'm thankful for the good Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It does give us an understanding where we stand with God. We need to hear the Word. The Word of God is a mirror, it's a looking piece. It lets us see ourselves where we stand with God, what we need from God. And I'm thankful that we have the Word of God today. I'm thankful that God has called His preachers and ministers to preach the Word. There's very little preaching going on today. I mean, there's this church on every corner. There's multitude upon multitudes of people that are church members. And the world today, especially America, is in terrible shape because of sin, because they're not listening. The Bible said there's a famine in the land, not of bread and water, but of hearing the Word of God. And a lot of them can't hear the Word of God because there's no one really preaching the Word of God like it ought to be, preaching it in the Holy Spirit, that God may be speaking through the man of God unto people, that they may see their lost condition and that they would repent of their sins and that they would follow Jesus. And that's what we need today. We need the Word of God preached, and I'm thankful today that the Lord's still speaking to souls. He's still dealing with precious souls, and He's calling sinners to repentance today. And He's calling you today. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. He knows where you stand. He knows where you live. Everything about you, God knows. There's nothing hidden in His sight. He knows every sin you got. He knows what you've committed. He knows what you've done. And I'm saying to you that He's here today to have mercy upon your soul and to forgive you of your sins and call you to follow Him and to send you out to your own place, your own country, your own house, and they're your own friends and your own people, and show them what Christ has done for you and live a godly life before them, have a burning testimony before them that they also may desire, and that may also come and drink of the water of life freely themselves and be a brand new creature in Christ as well. So it's very important that we that are saved, once we've been saved, that we would follow Jesus. The Bible said here in the book of Mark, chapter number 2, And Matthew talked about it too, I believe chapter 9 and 10 there. It talked about following the Lord Jesus Christ. Now once you've been saved, you're to follow the Lord. Now this was a man here that was, he was a man of palsy. He was sick and he was born of four. Now Jesus had, right before this, had healed a leper, and he began to tell this leper that you would to go, don't tell no man. He said, see, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And he went out and began to publish it much. He began to go and share with them what Christ had done for him. And the Bible said, and to blaze abroad the matter. Now he was the man that was healed, and the Lord told him to go show himself to the priest, because they had a way of a format, no doubt, a standard that they had, that when one was had leprosy, that they would go and they would show themselves to the priest, and the priest would go about the way that they did these things, and they would look at this man and see that his leprosy was healed, that it was cleansed. And so therefore he was able to go forth to be among people, no doubt. I know there was different types of leprosy where some couldn't go around folks and some was really bad. They had different types of leprosy where it was very contagious. And so Jesus told him not to go and tell anyone, but just go straight to the priest there. And the Bible said, and offer up thy cleansing for those things which Moses commanded. They had the way of cleansing, and he went. So when he did, he blessed it much and blazed abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter to the city, but was without in the desert place. And the Bible said that they came unto him from every quarter. Now the Bible said that there was these people, when they were healed, I mean, there were so many folks that were sick and had needs, and when they seen and heard of this matter, they become to find Jesus and for them to heal their daughter, to heal their son, to heal their mother, to heal all that were in their families and things of this sort. And Jesus said, he entered to Capernaum. Jesus came to Capernaum, his hometown, his place where he lived, where his house was. And the Bible said, after some days that it was noised that he was in the house, the Bible said, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And the Bible said they came unto him and bringing one the sick of palsy, which was born of four. And the Bible said he was born of four. And when they could not come unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. That there he was. They let him down. They had faith believing, knowing that Christ would heal this man that was a sick of palsy. They born him. They brought this man. The man couldn't help himself. And they did what they could do. They got him into the presence of the Lord. And we that are saved, once we've been saved, it's our duty to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and to go and to help those that are in need and to pray them folks in and to get them into the presence of God by prayer. And prayer will bring them into the presence of God. I believe we pray over our loved ones, we pray over our friends that God will send them to the house of God. God will deal with their hearts. And when we get them into the presence of the Lord, then He'll speak to their hearts and they'll realize and see themselves and they will repent of their sins and get saved because of prayer. The Bible said here when they let him down, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." He said, I forgive you sins. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. They began to think about this. This is blasphemy. They begin to think within themselves, and why did this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? He said, only God forgives sins, and he is God. They did not recognize that. They should have. They did not recognize this. A man is healing all these types of folks and these types of things, and here they are. They want to major on the minor. Here they are and want to say that this man has no power to forgive sin. He is God in flesh. He is the only God. To thank God for that today. And the Bible said he's the Son of God, but yet he is God. And the Bible said here and immediately when Jesus received in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Why are you thinking about these types of things?" He said, "Whether it's easy to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and take up thy bed and walk.' But they, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins." He said, he saith unto the sick of palsy, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house." Now he forgave him of his sins. This man had a sin problem. We all have sin problems. We all need to be saved. That is a primary need of all of our lives. We need to be saved. That you need to be saved. You need to. Now the people are sick. They're afflicted. They're going to die. And I tell you, the most important thing for them is that they be saved. Not that their body would be healed, but that their soul would be healed. And that God would forgive their sin-sick soul and save them. But God didn't only save this man and forgive him of his sins. He healed his body. And he told him, he said, "And rise and take up the bed and go thy way into thine house." And immediately he arose and took up the bed. Now I want you to realize here that the Bible said immediately he arose. He didn't stay there. He didn't continue to lay upon that bed that he was born of. Not so. He was healed. He was liberated. He was made a brand new creature in Christ. And so he immediately arose and he went forth to the work that Christ had put him out to do. He went forth to preach the word by testimony what Christ did for him and how he forgave him of his sins and how he healed his body. And he arose and he took up his bed and went forth before them all. Before them all, they all took notice. They could not deny what had happened to this man. People knew about this man that was born of four, that was had palsy, that was sick. They knew about this man just about like the man called Legion. Everybody knew about Legion that lived among the tombs. He lived among the dead. God have mercy. The Bible talked about that in the land of the Gadarenes. And I tell you something, I believe that might have been a place where these people resorted to that lived, that had these types of problems, because also there was two that also that was possessed with devils, and they also was in that land of the Gadarenes there. And the Decapolis, I believe, was talked about there on the other side of the Sea of Galilee there. Jesus lived in Capernaum on one side, And on the other side of the lake was there called a place of the Gadarenes. And there was a great need. The Bible says there was a man that lived among the tombs. And he needed help. And everybody knew about this man. He wouldn't keep his clothes on. He couldn't. He cut himself with stone. They would hear this man crying out and just shouting out and crying from the tombs. They heard him crying and they knew this man was vexed and tormented by Satan himself. But God, Lord Jesus knew him. And Lord knew what he needed. He went by his way. And he healed this man. He delivered him from these demons. The man got saved. And he said, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to go with you back to your town. But Jesus said, not so. He said, listen to me. You stay right here among your people. And you show them. You go and tell them what I did for you. Live for me. Be a testimony. Be a disciple. The Bible said, if any man be my disciple, he should deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. And that's what we must do as born again believers. We must follow the Lord. We must put out a whole lot of effort. And wherever God has placed us for service, we're to be faithful in that. And we're to follow it wholeheartedly. And really just take it to heart. And pray for people. And just live a good life before them. And show them that Christ has power on earth to forgive sins. He has power on earth to heal your body. But most of all, He has power to heal their sin-sick soul by looking in our lives. And I tell you today, what a joy that is. What a joy it is to be saved, to be born again. And my prayer to God is today, if you're not saved, that you would be saved. You just like this man Legion. You're living among the tombs. The Bible said you're dead in trespasses and sin. You're living among the dead and you have no hope. You have no real life outside of the Lord Jesus. And He's come to you and He's come by your way. You're to open up your heart. You're to cry out to Him. This man was crying out for help. He was wanting to be delivered from these demons. He was tormented. And thank God the Lord heard his cry. He come and delivered him. And just like the psalmist said, this poor man cried and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his troubles. And the Lord will deliver you today if you'll trust in His precious name. And you'll believe that He has all power in heaven and earth to forgive you of your sins. And He'll save you and make you a new creature in Christ. And I tell you something, the old shackles have come off of you, the old chains, the old sins and the things that's brought you into bondage will fall off of you. They'll have no power on you no more. He'll deliver you from those sins and then you'll be able to go on and do the work of Christ because the Lord will do it for you. He'll do it through you if you trust and believe Him. And the Bible said immediately He went and took up His bed and went forth before them all and so much that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never saw it on this fashion. And He went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto Him, and He taught them. And as He passed, saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, follow me. And He arose and followed him. Now you must follow him once you've been saved and the Lord has saved you. I believe somebody's gotten saved over this preaching on this radio. And I believe the Lord's speaking to your heart that you must get to the work. And you got to follow Christ. Don't follow the things you used to do. Don't run after the things you used to run after. You got to get away from all of that. And you got to follow God. Put your whole heart to it. Get in your Bible. Study your Bible. Get in a good Bible-believing church. Get into the church and come and pray. And God will bless you for it. And then you can come and be with us at 180 Glen, South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia. It's where our church is there. An old log cabin down in downtown Fayetteville, Georgia. Come be with us. The Lord will bless you. Speak to you. If the Lord's called you this way, come on. Everybody will love you. Everybody make you feel at home. You have a place there. If God saved you, He's called you, come on. And I tell you, we'll love you and we'll encourage you in the Lord. And I pray that you just do that. Follow the Lord today. Follow Him. Follow and go where He sends you. And don't break aside and don't turn aside. And I promise you, the Lord will bless you for it. He said, no man's left all and forsook all, lands, mothers, wives, everything. It's not that I'm not going to bless them in this life and also the world to come. The Lord will bless you for it. God bless you today. I see my time's come and gone. Write to me, pray for me. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.